Well, the United States and a number of its Arab allies have imposed new sanctions on the Lebanese resistance movement, Hezbollah. The sanctions target Hezbollah's leadership and the group's assets and bank accounts. Hezbollah's leader, Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, and his deputy, Naeem Qasem, are among those targeted. Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Kuwait, Oman, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates joined the United States in imposing sanctions on Hezbollah. They claim Hezbollah is a terrorist organization. The resistance movement is a major political force in Lebanon. Hezbollah made huge gains in elections held earlier this month in that country. It was the first time in 9 years that Lebanese had voted in general elections. Joining us live now from Detroit is Blaine Coleman, who is a Palestine human rights activist. Blaine, thanks for joining us. What do you make of these sanctions placed, especially at this time, considering what's happening in the occupied territories and specifically, of course, that we can speak about Gaza, considering Hezbollah really is the strongest resistance movement against Israel, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you're right to make that connection between what's happening in occupied Gaza and what's happening in Lebanon, because Israel basically is the cause of all the ruination that's been visited on Gaza and on Lebanon. Now, the good news is Lebanon has a history of resisting Israel. And in the 1970s, this was led by leftist and pan-Arab and Muslim groups who were allied with Palestinians. Over time, the resistance is now led by Hezbollah. And that resistance to Israel from the 1970s up until today has a common thread. It's non-sectarian, it tries to protect the whole people of Lebanon, and Israel has always been extremely violently hostile to that resistance in the 1970s, 80s, 90s, and today, whether it's religious or non-religious, whether it's leftist or non-leftist, Israel hates resistance. And that's why it's trying so hard, Israel and the U.S., to get these sanctions to strangle the people of Lebanon.
Blaine, then obviously we have these Arab kingdoms who have signed on and support these sanctions as well. What's their game plan? Why are they siding with Israel against Hezbollah?
I wouldn't call those governments Arab kingdoms. I would call them death squads imposed by principally the United States and its allies on the Arab population of the Arab world. And the Arab world is hostile to Israel for obvious reasons. The actual people of the Arab world, Egypt and Lebanon and everywhere, are extremely hostile to Israel because Israel has functioned as an assassin against the whole Arab world. So don't be fooled by the fact that a few puppets and death squads imposed by the United States proclaim themselves to be governments. They proclaim themselves to represent the Arab people. They do not. They do not. The Shah of Iran did not represent the Iranian people, and these death squads, like Saudi Arabia's government, do not represent the Arab people.
All right, Blaine, we'll leave there at that, but of course, as always, we appreciate putting that into context for us.